الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ووسيلتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز الأخلاء يومئذ بعضهم لبعض عدو إلا المتقين وقال الله عز وجل في شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله All glory and all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Our most kind, most benevolent Lord, and salutations and peace and blessings be upon our noble messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon his righteous and beautiful and noble family members, and upon the righteous and noble companions of Islam, and for all of those who follow in the footsteps of the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal shower upon us all on this blessed and noble day of Jumu'ah. And may our hearts become illuminated and purified. May our attendance become a means for our forgiveness, for our salvation in this dunya and also in the hereafter. Ameen. Over the last few weeks, we have discussed quite a few powerful subjects in relation to choosing the right spouse and partner, in relation to how we go about engaging with other genders, and to understand how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us in this beautiful, balanced manner of men and women, of dhakar and unsa. And as we now come towards the end of the school holidays, or very close to the end of the school holidays, many of our youngsters, our children, are now looking towards a new chapter in their life, whether they go back to their colleges or their universities or even going into the realm of the workplace. We need to look very, very carefully at those people that can have a huge impact and influence in our lives. Generally, we look towards our parents who have the greatest impact. Then we look towards our siblings. After our siblings, and it is always the friends who exert a huge amount of influence on how we become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or how we can get further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore today's topic will be a topic of friendship in relationships, and how we foster those friendships and relationships and make sure that those bring us closer to Allah Azza wa Jal and the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. And for that we begin with a very, very simple explanation, or rather simple example, from the life of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this particular scene, I want you to reflect and understand that the uncle of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Abu Talib, he was there after Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib, who took care of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The grandfather was Abdul Muttalib, and then the uncle of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Abu Talib. And he did his best during his lifetime to protect the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, because he was part of the same lineage in terms of the blood and part of the same tribe. And on the deathbed of Abu Talib, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, he was stood next to him. And I want you to just close your eyes and imagine this particular scene. Then on one side, there's none other than the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam standing beside you. And on the other side, there were two friends of Abu Talib, two very, very intimate and close friends. One was Abu Jahl, who we know very, very well as one of the greatest and staunchest enemies of Islam. And the other one was Abdullah ibn Umayy. So these two were very, very strong proponents against Islam, but they were very, very close friends to Abu Talib at that time.
So the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he's standing next to his uncle and he's encouraging him and asking him to say the shahada, to say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And he's saying to his uncle, oh my dear beloved uncle, say the shahada so that I can intercede on your behalf. I can call unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and intercede for you. This is the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the greatest of all of mankind, sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, stood there next to his uncle, asking him to say this particular shahada, this statement, professing the deen of Islam. And on the other side, as I mentioned, his two most closest and intimate friends of Abu Talib, Abu Jahl and Abdullah ibn Umayy. And they were the two opposite sides in terms of the Prophet ﷺ is right, he's the nur and hidayah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the two friends of Abu Talib are on the dark side or the evil spectrum. And they're saying, no, how can you go away from the religion of your father? أَتَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ عَبْدِ الْمُتَّلِبِ. Do you want to go away from the millah, from the way, from the religion, from the path of your own father, Abdul Muttalib? Will you leave and will you abandon your father's religion? This is what they were saying in comparison to what the Prophet ﷺ was saying. So just put yourself in this particular position, that you will also come through various scenarios in your own life where there will be a good friend perhaps telling you about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, telling you about the deen of Islam, telling you about the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and asking you to do the right thing. But you perhaps will also be surrounded by people who are evil, people who call you their friends, but rather than taking you towards Allah, they're dragging you into the pits of the fire of hell. So this is that same exact scenario going on at that particular place. And Abu Talib's last words at that time, which is mentioned in various books of Sirah and Ahadith, he goes, "Ala dini Abdul Muttalib." And there is another narration where he was very quiet and he was murmuring and whispering, but it wasn't audible and wasn't understanding what it was, what he was saying. But this translates as, "Upon the religion of my father." And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, as we can learn from the seerah, he dearly loved his uncle because he was very, very close supporter of Islam and supporter of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So he responded at that time and said, سَأَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكَ, that I will implore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will beseech my benevolent and most kind and merciful Lord, I will ask Allah azza wa jal to forgive you. And this is the time when Abu Talib passes away, and this is the dua that comes out of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's blessed lips. But then later on, the revelation descends, and this is recorded in Tafsir al-Jalalain and various other books of Tafsir of Asbab al-Nuzul, the reason of this particular revelation of this ayah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentions, مَا كَانَ لِلنَّبِيِّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن يَسْتَغْفِرُوا لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ وَلَوْ كَانُوا أُولِي قُرْبَى مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُمْ أَصْحَابُ الْجَحِيمِ. That it is not for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, or for those who have believed in Allah azza wa jal, to then go and ask for forgiveness for those who did shirk, or for those who did polytheism, who worshipped other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if they were the most closest and dearest relatives to them, to you, to your parents, or to your own siblings, after it has become abundantly clear to them that they are companions of the fire of hell. And this is one of the verses that were revealed in that particular instance. But the point in all of this scene is to understand that our friends can make our dunya, and also our friends can also destroy our dunya. Our friends can have a huge impact on our akhirah and whether we enter and get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they can also equally have a huge impact on whether we get further away from Allah azza wa jal and be thrown into the fire of hell. So friendships are very, very important. Now you might look at your phone and scroll through all of your contacts in your phone, and you might have 500 people, 600 or 700 people, but they are not truly your friends. These true friends are those who are very, very intimate and close to you, and you share. They are your confidants, and you take on whatever their opinions are and you listen to them wholeheartedly, and whatever they do, you end up doing as well. So your friends will become a means for you to enter into the fire of hell. All your friends can also become a means for you to be placed on pulpits of nur, on pulpits of nur on the day of Qiyamah. And people, the martyrs, the shuhada, as well as the anbiya, they will look upon these people and say, Subhanallah, how did they achieve such great grandeur and such great maqam, just due to the friendships that they had for one another. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards them for their friendship, which is based on sidq, which is based on iman. So we need to look at our friends very, very closely and ask ourselves, that are our friends those who remind us of Allah Azza wa Jal, those who bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who tell us the truth even though we may not like it, those who will take us to account as well and constantly remind us to stay on the straight and narrow. So as I mentioned, the students now are looking to go back to their schools, looking to re-enter into universities. We will be surrounded and we will be exposed to many different types of people. And there will be a huge amount of pressure, social pressure and influence, to choose a friend or to choose multiple friends or to choose a group of friends. We will have a mixture of male and female, a mixture of different mentalities and also different levels of faith and iman. So we as individuals, we as Muslims, we need to be extremely careful on who we choose, because they will have as an impact on your dunya, and more importantly, they will have an impact on your akhirah. Just as I mentioned previously in the last two Jumu'ahs, we need to choose our spouses very, very carefully, because they can become a means for our Jannah or Jahannam, and similarly our friends as well. So the friends of Abu Talib, what did they do? They ruined his dunya, and more importantly, they also ended up ruining his akhirah. So an evil friend can lead you towards hell, even if there is the greatest person, the greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the other side, none other than the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. Even if he is on that side, if you have evil friends, they will have exerted so much influence and pressure upon you that you will end up saying or doing the wrong thing and leading yourself towards your own destruction. And this is why in the Arabic language they say, As-sahab, sahab. That as a companion or a friend is the one who pulls, and they pull you towards iman, or they pull you towards the shaitan. They pull you towards Islam, or they pull you towards the dunya. They pull you towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or they will pull you towards the fire of Jahannam. So we need to make sure that our friends are those not who just look for their benefit, or their welfare, or their mazah, or their enjoyment, but rather they pull us towards the masajid, they pull us towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they pull us towards the recitation and understanding of the Qur'an, they pull us towards the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for this I'll give you a very, very simple example. If you see the majority of the fitan, the majority of the trials and tribulations or the problems that we have within ourselves, you will always see that the most of them begin from our friends. They are initiated by our friends. I.e. people who get addicted to alcohol, if there's a friend say, oh, come and join me in the pub. You don't need to have alcohol, just have some orange juice, but then it will lead up to something else. Or you just say, here you go my friend, try this. It's okay, you won't get drunk. It's only 0.5% alcohol, you won't get drunk. People who go up into pornography and get addicted to pornography, or people who end up using drugs, it is a friend who sat there with you and say, oh, take this gas, or sniff a little bit of this, or use this, try it, it's okay, don't worry, I'm here, I'm fine, nothing's happened to me, you'll be okay as well. Whether it is drugs, whether it is alcohol or pornography, especially whether it is smoking. I remember myself, when I was doing my GCSE, this was my friend who was saying, here, have a spliff, have a go. And you know, so much pressure to, you know, give in and just do what everybody else is doing, otherwise you'll be ostracized from that particular group. And they say, oh, you're not cool, you're not modern, you're just backwards, and you're not like us, and you stay away from our group. So this smoking, this alcohol, this pornography, everything, majority of it in life starts from an influence of a friend. And this is why it's very, very important for us to look very, very closely at who our friends are. And we look at all of the friends of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you have none other than Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar al-Khattab, Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan, Talha, and you have Sayyidina Ali, and so many other great Sahaba ikram. What did they all have in common? Is that they came together not because of their tribes, not because of their clans, not because of their race or ethnicity or social status or the economy, but they came together because of their iman. They wanted to support each other and strengthen each other's iman and remind each other of the truth and bring each other closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That even when their families were against them, they stood next to one another. Why? Because their iman dictated it. Their Lord dictated it. Whereas friends, when difficulty comes and difficulty arises in your life, and the police come and they say, who did this? Who do these drugs belong to? Why are you in this particular situation? That same friend will run away from you and say, I've got nothing to do with this individual. They want to keep a clean slate. And these same so-called friends that we have in our lifetime will also desert us on the day of Qiyamah as well. So we need to be extremely careful and look to those who are based on sidq, based on iman, based on the iman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reminds us, الرجل على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. That the person, you will be on the path of your friend. If your friend is unpracticing, if your friend is not righteous, if your friend is not God-fearing, if your friend doesn't do any of those things, and you as a result of your friendship, as a result of your companionship or the group that you are in, will also end up missing the salah, will also end up missing Jumu'ah or many, many other things. Why? Because let's do this together, let's go out together, let's be out in the middle of the night, let's do X, Y, and Z. So this is why the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالِلْ. Therefore look very, very carefully and choose very, very wisely on who is your best friend. Because your best friend will become a means for you to enter into Jannah, or become a means for you to enter into the fire of hell. So on the day of Qiyamah, there will actually be two very, very distinct groups that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes to us. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in the glorious Quran, Al-akhillahu yawma'idhim ba'aduhum liba'adina aduv illa al-muttaqeen. That the first group of friends, the close friends on that day, you know, the friends that you shared a meal with, the ones that you traveled with, the ones that you did so much things with at university or in your colleges, and you did all of these things, legal and illegal, those so-called close friends on the day of Qiyamah, what will happen? They'll be the worst of enemies towards one another. They were supposedly the best of friends, but now on this day, on the day of Qiyamah, يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْدُهُمْ لِبَعْدٍ عَدُوفٍ. They'll be the worst and the staunchest of enemies, except for those friends whose base and foundation was of taqwa, was of iman, was of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's very important to reflect on this particular verse of the Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't mention that the sahib, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doesn't mention the zameel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't mention the rafiq or sadiq. These are different words and different categories of friends. Khalil is a very, very intimate and close friend. The way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا, that Allah Azza wa Jal took Ibrahim alayhi salam as his very, very close friend, intimate friend, the one that you share your deepest and your darkest secrets, the one that you go to, turn to get guidance through. This is how Ibrahim alayhi salam was with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will have very, very few of these khalils within your life. Perhaps one, two, or three who have a huge amount of influence. I've seen friends, and because of their relationship, one friend has sent to the other, divorce your wife, and they end up divorcing. Your wife is like this, and your daughter is like this, and your son is like this. And they will listen to their friend over their own wife and children. They will listen to their friend over their own parents, or over their own siblings. This is how much of an influence friends can have over one another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that these so-called friends of the dunya, these will be the worst of enemies on the day of Qiyamah. So you don't want somebody who will desert you here in the dunya. If you spent 10, 15, 20, 40 years with somebody, and then when you need them the most, they run away from you, or they say, put their hands up and they say, I have nothing to do with this individual. He was never your friend. He was always using you or abusing you or manipulating you for his own means. So this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that if you're going to take somebody extremely close to you and near and dear to you, which is a khalil, make sure he is one who is of taqwa, who is of iman. Because on the day of qiyamah, that so-called friend will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, he is the one who took me to the bar. He is the one who told me to smoke. He is the one who told me to flirt with that woman. He is the one who told me to deal with riba and with interest. And they will end up fighting and bickering and arguing, blaming one another. This is what these so-called friends will do on the day of Qiyamah. Except for those of iman and those of taqwa, they will say, No Allah, he is my true friend. We used to pray together. We used to fast together. We used to do qiyam together. We used to do hajj together. Oh Allah, we did all of these things together. I want to be with my friend. So the first group were those who will run away from you and become your enemies. And the second group, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in a beautiful hadith reported by the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when one individual, one friend, one part, he goes into Jannah and he is there in Jannah and enjoying all of the beauties of Jannah, the garden, the rivers, the fruits and the mansions and so many other things. He will then look around and he will be searching for his best friend, his khalil, and he will not be able to see him. And then he will go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, call on to Allah azza wa jalla and say, Ya Rabb, O my Lord, O my generous Lord, that I cannot see my friend who I spent my life with in the dunya, I can't see my friend. I used to pray with him, do qiyam with him, ruku, sujood, siyam, and so many other things. Ya Allah, I can't see him. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, go and find your friend. He will be given permission to go into the fire of hell and then recognize his friend by his face and he'll say, Ya Allah, he is my friend. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enable him to take him out of the fire of hell and enter him into Jannah. That true friend who even in Jannah doesn't forget you, doesn't ignore you. This friend is somebody who is really a sincere individual. So ask yourselves, who are those people who miss you when you are not there? They enjoy their own life, and when everything is going well, they're perfectly fine. But true friends are those who remember you in the most difficult of time. But how will he be? What is his health like? He's going through a difficult situation. He suffered a loss or so many other situations that may come in your life. True friends are those who remember you and they go searching for you and go looking for you. Ask yourself, if you are in any particular dire situation, who is that individual that comes to your mind? And make sure that you hold on to that individual who is there for you in the best of times. Is also there for you in the most difficult of times as well. Are your friends those who encourage you to listen to music, who encourage you to smoke and to say and speak vulgarities, for those who encourage you to do this on Instagram and social media and TikTok and gossip about other individuals and cheat and lie? Are these people going to be there for you on the day of Qiyamah? Will they be searching for you in Jannah? Will they be asking and begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rabb, please let our friends come with us? No, these people will be saying, Allah, he did this with us, drag him into the fire of hell as well. They will drag you down where they are as well. They will not be raising you, picking you up. So don't surround yourself around toxic people or people who have a very, very linear view of life. Make sure you surround yourself with those people who don't just think about the dunya, but more importantly are constantly thinking about the hereafter. Why? Because on the day of Qiyamah, these people will say, Ya waylata, laytani lam attakhidh fulanan khalila, laqad adallani ani dhikri ba'da idh ja'ani, wa kana ash-shaytanu lil-insani khazula. These individuals say, Oh, woe unto me, I wish I had never taken this individual as a friend. Why? I had the deen at the beginning. When he came into my life, he took me away from the zikr of Allah, away from the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, away from the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, away from the sunnah of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, kept me busy in all of these worldly pursuits, kept me away from the zikr of Allah azza wa jal. Woe unto me, I wish I had never ever taken this individual as a friend. And Satan to man is a big deserter. And these people who are the followers of the shaitan, awliya ash-shaytan, these people will also be deserting you on the day of Qiyamah. But rather you need someone who will be with you in the dunya and be with you on the day of Qiyamah as well. So as I mentioned at the beginning, your friends can make your dunya and can make your akhirah, or they can destroy your dunya and your akhirah. Just the way the Prophet ﷺ was there, standing next to his own beloved uncle and saying him, repeating the shahada, but on the other side of Abu Talib were his two best friends, Abu Jahl and Abdullah ibn Umayy, and they were telling him, no, don't accept Islam and don't do this, and make sure you carry on following in the footsteps of your father. And he accepted the advice of his friends over the advice of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. So we will be with those people that we love. We love, if you love to follow your friend and you copy them in their clothing, in their cars, in their homes, and how they live their lives, and you look up to them, ask yourself, will these people be with me on the day of Qiyamah? Do you want to be raised with these people on the day of Qiyamah? So many of our women, so many of our boys, they look towards all of the celebrities of dunya, and they look towards how many followers they have on Twitter and Instagram, whether it's Beyonce or Elon Musk or Dwayne Johnson or Angelina or Ronaldo. We look at all of these and we think that they are our friends, and we dress like them and we behave like them. Do you ask yourself the question, do you want to be raised like them on the day of Qiyamah? Because they do not have Iman. And those people who do not have Iman only have one place for them to enter. So do you want to be with these people that you love, or do you want to be with the people like Abu Bakr Siddiq and Sayyidina Umar al-Khattab and Sayyidina Usman ibn Affan and Sayyidina Ali karramallahu wajhah, like Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, like Fatima al-Zahra and Sayyidina Aisha and so many other great Sahaba ikram, so many great ulama, whether it's Imam Shafi'i, Imam Abu Hanifa, or so many other muhaddisin and mufassirin? Who do you want to be raised with? If you want to be raised with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make him your best friend. If you want to be raised with those people that you love, then make sure that you align yourself with the correct people, and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you to find good friends in your life. And I'll tell you one thing that I have seen: parents bringing up their children for 16 to 20 years of dedication of tarbiyah day and night. But at university or at college, a friend comes into the life of their child and it destroys everything that the parents have taught that child in terms of honesty and integrity and speaking up for the truth and Iman and Islam. Everything goes down the drain because of that individual who has come into the life of your son or your daughter. And therefore we have a duty as parents as well to make sure that we select good friends for our children. Just the way you select good partners for your children, make sure you have an influence and a say in the friends that have a huge amount of say in the life of your children as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran, then make wasbir nafsaka ma'al ladhina yad'una rabbahum bil ghadati wal 'ashiyyi yuriduna wajha. That keep yourself patient by being with those people who call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the morning and the evening. I keep good friends who remind you of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that you have Fajr, you have Zuhr, you have Asr, Maghrib and Isha, you have to speak the truth, you have to follow the Sunnah. وَالْعَشِي يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ وَلَا تَعَدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Now do not let your eyes go beyond them. Do not look towards all the celebrities of the dunya. Look towards the celebrities of the hereafter. The Sahaba Ikram, the Ulama, the Shuhada, the Wariseen of Islam, the Wariseen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we need to look at. So make sure that when you have friends, that they follow the characteristics that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us to look for, that they love you for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, not because you have money or you are beautiful or you can do something for them, that they are obedient to Allah Azza wa Jalla and they bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that keep you away from the haram. That when you see these individuals, they remind you of Allah Azza wa Jalla. No, not people who, when you see them, you say, yeah, we're going to have a good night tonight, we're going to do X, Y, and Z. These people who remind you of the deen of Islam, these good friends who rejoice at your success, and when you are sad, they are sad with you, and they sit down with you, and they reassure you, and they show their empathy towards you as well. These friends who overlook your shortcomings, and do not search for faults in you, and they defend you in your absence, and they are a source of safety for you. These individuals who are forgiving and merciful and gentle, and most importantly, they have good character, character which is based upon the Quran and Sunnah, and they never remind you of the favors that they have done for you. Rather, they do and they forget and they move on. And these individuals, they increase your Iman, and they increase your Islam, and they increase your Ihsan. These are the friends, and this is what you need to look for in your friends. If they have anything other than all of these things, then stay away from them, because these people will desert you on the day of Qiyamah. it's better for you to align yourself with those of taqwa, those of iman, of Islam and ihsan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to find true friends and true companionship in this dunya and also maintain them in the hereafter. وَقُولِ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ.